Frescor Praça.
That's our intro.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, reviews, shorts, and some cack in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jody.
Nice. Shorts are still trailers, Jody. It is
hashtag
the new year, 2021. We fucking made it.
We made it.
We did it.
But there wasn't so much tension this time. Remember with 2012? No, like, the Mayan calendar,
we're going to die. I thought I was going to die. We actually dug in the yard to start the bunker, but as with all things, we just, like, stopped after
a while. Yeah, you know, if you start on, like, 25 December, you're not going to make
it
in time.
Yes, man, it's a lot of fucking digging.
Yeah.
Who knew digging was so? Those poor people at the graveyard.
Lots of people do.
The ones who steal, I mean, that's least there's a prize at the end. So, 2021, we made it. It's been a bit hectic.
Just a touch, eh?
But I don't know. I don't even want to have hope. So I'm just going to take it as it goes. I think we should also, just with the show, just take it as it goes.
Yeah. We're just going to survive.
Yeah, because we don't know what's happening with the movie industry.
No, we have no idea whatsoever.
Yeah.
Whichever cool things we're blessed with, we'll run with. And if the cinemas never open
up, so we're going to start running now. Fuck
yeah,
now.
That too.
No, fuck that.
New Year's. Don't you have a New Year's goal?
Yeah.
New Year's resolution?
But I used to run. I've been there, done that.
Uh-huh. I can see that you used to run.
Yeah, of course. Everyone can see that. You know, but what do they call it when you do resistance training? Is the new thing?
So you are resisting against training.
Yep.
That's not a thing.
That is a thing. That's my thing. And it's going to take the world by storm.
By resisting against training, you are going to lose weight.
I've already got a following.
Following of what?
Well, America, basically. Ah. They're all obese over there. They'll buy into it. The Walmart crew. That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, listen here, Jo.
Where news and shorts.
Let's get into the news. Michael Basketball Jordan.
Yeah, that's what the B stands
for. That is what the B stands for. He is going to be directing Creed 3. Creed. You see, now what they need to do is put the three inside the Creed. Creed.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. He's going to be directing Creed. Mm.
Do you remember that British boy band Five?
Yes.
Oh, it was so cool, man. And they always had the five in the beginning. And
yeah, but the five doesn't look like
five
an
five.
F.
No.
Yeah,
it was just five, like five.
Yeah. Like Fan Fostic.
Yeah.
You never heard of the rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine, have you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy that he pimped.
Yes. Fucking pimper. He also in 6ix9ine. Oh. He's also got the 6 and a 9.
Yeah,
but
isn't
his
name
6ix9ine? 6ix9ine. Anyway, we digress.
We really digress.
So I loved Creed 1 and I loved Creed 2.
Yeah.
I did think that it was a nice send off. Not only for Sylvester Stallone, but to just tie up the franchise. Mm. I thought 2 was enough. So I'm kind of not too, you know?
A lot of people thought Rocky 2 was also enough for that story.
Yeah, but it wasn't enough for Stallone.
It wasn't. And clearly it wasn't enough for Michael Basketball.
Yeah.
Who's apparently, I don't know if you saw, like a couple of years ago, he did an interview and they asked him about, do you think you could take like any boxers in a match? He was like, yeah, I could take Roy Jones Jr. That's like my dream match. And then people were telling him, bro, you've been boxing in movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't think
it's
you
not
can
the same thing. It reminds me of there was a reality show about boxing back in the day. And the judges were Sugar Ray Leonard and Sylvester Stallone.
Yes, the contender. Wasn't
yes.
It? Yes, that was amazing.
I know, but what was
and
Sylvester Stallone doing?
He just used to come out like so earnestly, like, like, you know, throwing punches.
Yeah, you gotta, you know, you gotta fail. You gotta win the Buddha.
It would have been so much better if he just channeled Mick and all of that.
Come on, Rocky!
Have them chasing chickens to build up his speed.
But free range chickens, so yeah, they're even harder to catch.
Exactly, because they're out in the open.
Oh, yeah, they know what's going on.
Not like those Philly chickens that are running in alleys.
I would not eat a Philly chicken.
No, those chickens look tight.
It's just, they like feed on rats and cats.
Exactly, and cheese steaks.
Although, to be fair, when I'm feeling like especially mosach, I will probably try a Philly cheesesteak.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying I don't want to eat chickens that have eaten Philly cheesesteaks.
Fair enough. You'd rather put it in your own body.
Yeah.
Weird.
Straight up. Just like direct. Not this like third
straight
hand.
Into the veins.
I don't want a third hand cheesesteak.
No, fucking bull. That's how you get disease.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's directing Creed 3
and it's not up to me, but I'm going to give it a chance.
I know that people are trying to like push the get Club Lang involved.
Oh my word, like, yeah, imagine.
Guys, don't. I feel like he can, there are a ton of original ways to take this character.
Yeah.
He's already done the tribute to Rocky, the connecting to Rocky, the organic send-off of Rocky in the first
The Drago
movies.
Stuff was amazing.
It was a pretty organic connection for something that felt very tenuous when they first suggested it. So yeah. I'm like, just Club Lang, you can chill, man.
No, last Club. We must do a Rocky review one time.
We have to review all of them except 5.
No, we must include 5.
No.
We have to. What did we do? We can't half-ass this, remember. We did the whole of Twilight. Full ass everything. Are you excited for this?
I am.
I'm okay.
He seems like the type of guy who could be a good director.
You don't know that.
Him and I hang. I've insta-lived with him before. He seems pretty thoughtful and... If you look, he's got a really varied filmography so far. He's done like really different types of roles. He's worked with some like really good directors.
That's what I'm saying.
Well.
So I hope that Coogler can guide him. He's involved. He's probably going to be a producer.
I assume he'll produce.
Jamie Alexander teases her return as Lady Sif in Thor. The fourth Thor.
Where would they put the 4 in place of the H?
Yes, they have to. The fourth Thor.
It also makes it look more Norwegian.
Yeah. Anyway, Lady Sif, shame. They did it, not dirty, but like.
Oh, they did do it dirty.
Yeah, and then they tried to bring her in. I never watched that fucking show, though.
Good show.
I started it and then I lost interest.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah, I watched the first season and I gave up on it.
It got good apparently. She appeared in there and then it's like once you go to TV, it's kind of like... Eh.
You can't come back.
You can't come back, but...
What was the last role in the movies where she gave the ether to... What's his face?
Yeah, so she apparently was snapped.
Okay.
And that's why she wasn't available.
Yeah, because the Warriors 3 were all killed by...
Yeah, they got killed hard.
Yeah.
But she wasn't there, and she apparently got snapped. This is what I read, and now she's back from outer space.
Look, I hope that they give her like a fair showing, because we're already hearing about Natalie Portman is going to become the Mighty Thor. Also, Tessa Thompson's there as Valkyrie.
Yeah.
So we already have like two very powerful female characters in this film.
Yeah.
And the thing that set Lady Sif apart from the other ladies in Thor's life at that point was that she could match him as a warrior.
Yeah. And they do have a history. So maybe there's the love triangle situation that comes into play. But we'll see. I don't even know if it's going to be a big enough part.
It might just be a teeny weeny role.
Korg is going to steal the show, I think.
Because the Guardians are there as well, eh?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Taika's got his hands full.
Yeah, but he can balance it.
I've got faith in Taika.
100%. James Gunn confirms that the Suicide Squad, it's going to be an R rating. I think this works.
Yeah, I think it's the only logical place for them to go with it.
It's not like the Snyder Cut where, you know, they're just forcing an R rating because they want Batman to swear.
Yeah, because they want him to say, like, fuck knuckle.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's going to say.
Bat-fuck.
After he beats someone, fuck my knuckle.
Because he's human.
Yeah, essentially. But this kind of works. I mean, you've got a bunch of villains. They are a ragtag crew that, you know, all different backgrounds. And some of them are going to drop F-bombs, man.
Some of them are psycho as well. I think, like, if you look at guys like Peacemaker and the violence that is connected to some of these characters, it only gives them an advantage, I think.
And I want to see blood. I want to see people explode.
It'd be nice. It's not asking for much.
I fucking recently watched that scene from Rambo 4, I think it is.
With the guy in front of the...
Yeah, yeah, where he's on the mounted machine gun. And he just liquefies
it. He eviscerates that guy. That guy goes from being alive to nothing.
He's shooting people in half. It is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good. I still remember there's the one scene where he's sneaking up on this guy. And he's got the machete.
Mm.
And you think he's just going to like stab this guy. But no, he chops his fucking head clean off.
Why? Why not?
Just to make sure. Mm. Very thorough that Rambo.
You have to be thorough, man.
So I'm excited for the violence. The swear words doesn't really matter to me, but I think
not so much. I think just the fact that they can up the crazy, which Suicide Squad's going to benefit from.
Yep.
I mean, trying to fit it into a PG-13 just because you want a bigger audience, it makes it feel like it's neither here nor there, man.
Yeah.
I think commit to the R rating, go crazy.
This story is a little hard to believe.
Mm. I don't think that when this movie came out.
No. That's nice for them, but it's nice. Not in this context, I feel. Bad Boys 3 had the highest domestic gross in the USA.
That's kind of bananas.
That is insane.
Just think.
I thought it would be Bloodshot.
Yeah. I mean, shout out Cape Town and
Woodstock.
Yeah.
No, I kid, but Bad Boys felt like it came out years ago.
For one, it feels like it came out years ago.
Yeah.
Look, I told you, I quite enjoyed that movie. It was by no means a bad film, but highest grossing film in the US for 2020?
Yeah.
New.
That's nuts. It made, in the world, it made $426 million.
And guys, that sounds like a lot of money, like $426 million, but this is the time where we're dealing with billions when we're talking about movies that are successful.
Yeah.
Also, a movie like this, it probably wouldn't have had as high of a budget as the previous ones because, I mean, Will and Martin's stars aren't as bright as they were. But
what?
It probably still had
Will
a
Will Smith is huge on YouTube.
And on Insta.
I'm kidding.
He's also huge on the red table because he chucked.
That's me, my mocking. No, it irritates me,
don't
though.
Throw up at his tears.
Little side note. It irritates me when these big stars go on like platforms like YouTube. And, because, I don't know, you get people that have put their whole fucking life into creating content for YouTube. And these celebrities just come like, I'm going to vlog some shit.
Yeah.
Boo-boo. And instantly have like 2 million followers.
It's the same thing on Instagram. You have like guys who do a podcast about movies who are struggling to get to a bigger audience.
Like day in, day out. The hustle is real.
And then you've got these, like, then Will Smith comes and he like plays golf on Insta and this gets like a million views.
Yeah, and likes as well.
Yeah.
No, fuck that guy.
Don't even like it.
Yeah.
Who likes golf?
I hope he fails.
And on that note.
No, I'm kidding. I actually want to see Will Smith back in a good...
I just want to see him away from Jada. I feel like she's toxic.
Wow.
I feel like he'd be happier.
Why? I mean, I don't care so much, but why?
Because you made him cry.
No, the two of them are like a cult.
So he leaves her. She can get the kids. He can free Willy style. He just needs to go live with DJ Jazzy J.
They're actually not a family. They're a business.
Yes.
And they tried to force that fucking lighty down my throat over and over.
Jadon.
And I do not want it. Mm. I'm not here for it. It does not agree with my palate.
Mm.
He has tried. His music is trash.
Mm.
He's fucking Karate Kid where they do kung fu. They don't even do karate.
I know, but that last kick, man.
No, fuck off.
That last kick that he hasn't trained for at all, but the snake inspired it.
I don't care about the kick. I do not care.
You don't
about
think
that
After
movie.
Earth wasn't M. Night's best movie in the last few years?
The Earth. It's because they're for the Earth. They smell fur. Why did they speak like that? I know why they spoke like that, but God, it was horrible. Mm. After Earth, balderdash. Fucking. Anyway, the Smith family, they can all fuck off.
Anyway, back to the topic at hand.
Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah. really passionate about this number thing.
I'm keep thinking of other movies that could do it too. There's a few sequels that we're gonna
that's get coming into up. That, yeah.
Anyway, where were we again?
So
China beat the US.
Yes.
Talk
they
about that.
Slaughtered them at the box office for the first time
in the history of mankind.
Yeah, in the history of box office.
Yeah.
So, as you guys know, normally most films are released through American production companies, right?
Yeah.
And for that reason, the box office is normally dominated by American films.
Yeah.
This was the first time that I think, the Chinese, through Chinese production companies, there were something like 8 films.
Yeah.
That were in the top 10 highest grossing films globally.
Yeah. For that Demon Slayer one took them by surprise. For sure. That just kept making money.
Yeah. And the Chinese market was the biggest market by far in 2020. So this is crazy as well for me. Last year, Avengers Endgame broke the record for highest grossing film of all time. Even though with conversions, it's called Avatar. Yeah. Don't like Avatar, don't care. They can go suck on my elbow.
Well, get ready for 3 sequels, my friend, because it's coming down the fucking pipeline.
So Endgame made, what was it in the end, like 2 point something billion dollars. Yeah. The total American box office for 2020 did not make more than what Endgame made in terms of ticket sales.
That is nuts, man.
That's crazy. And look, it was a
yeah, I mean, there's totally a lot of factors, streaming as well. It's
totally batshit, yeah. But yeah, to think of such a depressed movie market is scary, man.
I'm surprised China did so well. It's almost like the government ordered them to watch
Okay, no more virus, time to watch films. Yeah, just go crazy.
That Winnie the Pooh looking motherfucker told them. There's an industry we can overtake at this point.
Oh, China number one.
China number one. I don't know if you watched our Instagram stories or checked our social media, but
they really should.
They should, yeah. If you don't, then why I don't know. I don't want to afford. Also, begging for like follows is kind of like. It's not classy.
No, but it's not beneath me.
It's necessary. I know.
A good
know.
Beg does you really good. I haven't had a good beg recently, man.
I haven't had a good beg. Yeah, my knees are soft. Jody and I went to watch Die Hard. At,
the best
what
Christmas
is the name of that
movie.
Drive-thru?
The V&A Waterfront drive-thru experience.
Wow.
Drive-in experience.
That's a mouthful. Drive-thru? I'm calling it a drive-thru.
Yeah, no, you don't go straight through. Pick up your phone.
It was way better than I expected.
It was so much fun.
Right?
There wasn't a good turnout. There was parking available.
I'd say there was about 10 cars maximum.
Yeah. But the setup was really cool. The screen is great. It's a fully screen digitized screen. The sound through the car was awesome.
Well, it depends on your car.
Yeah. Now I had my whole system was clopping.
With. Yeah, my system was full. But I had to turn it down a bit.
Is it?
Yeah, because the gunshots were... You know, in Die Hard, there's a lot of gunshots. Eventually, like, my wife just looked at me like, yo, can you just...
Yeah, I also got to turn down stay at some point.
Yeah, although...
I was like, I'm immersing myself, damn it.
I feel like I'm in Nakatomi. But so well-organized as well. Mm. People were waiting there to just direct you. I got there first. We got there early.
Not as in first between the two of us.
No, first.
First, like the people weren't there first.
I live in town, so I was super close. And
no, don't blame your closeness on your desperation.
Yo, I've been craving the movies, bro. So we actually got there before opening time and they still let us in.
Yeah.
They direct you as to where you can park. Mm-hmm. You park and then you chill. If you pre-order your popcorn and Coke and so on, there's a little stilty at the back where you walk to and you stand in line and then you just collect it sealed and you take it back to your car.
And alternatively, you could just take food with you. You could like get takeaways.
I pop my own popcorn in a. Mm-hmm. I put it in a buck.
Mm-hmm.
We bought
Tupperware bucket.
Yeah.
You just take it home again afterwards.
My mommy trained me to take it home. Always get your buckies back.
Don't lose the
Tupperware. Remember, here's another bicycle brassa lesson. Always get your buckies back.
Get your buckies back with the lid.
With the lid. As a blip. Even if it's not Tupperware, we still call it Tupperware.
Yeah, ice cream is Tupperware, yo.
That Neapolitan fucking tub is still Tupperware.
Then they still put their name on the impermanent cup. With the address. So you can't
You must know where it comes from. So we popped our own popcorn, put it in a pack. We brought our chocolates. Mm-hmm. We even walked into the waterfront to go get sushi. And then we ate sushi.
Nice.
Yeah, it was classy.
Yeah, we'd got like burgers and stuff. It was so much fun though.
Yeah,
like
amazing.
You pop your seat back. Just the screen was awesome.
Yeah.
No issues with that whatsoever. Because unlike some of the other pop-up cinemas where they use the...
A projector screen.
The projector screens that are very wind affected.
Yeah.
This one doesn't have any of those limitations.
Yeah.
So the only real issue we might have is if there's rain.
Yeah.
Which could like spoil your experience. But anything other than rain, wind and stuff, good to go.
Yeah. I do recommend it. And a safe way to watch movies.
Go for it, guys.
Snyderverse is trending on Twitter. Why?
Hashtag.
Why?
So, as you guys know, we are the biggest Release the Snyder Cut fans the Bicycle Brass podcast.
I mean, it's terrible that his daughter passed away, but still fuck that guy.
Yeah. So, what people have now been requesting, because we are going to get the Snyder Cut of Justice League, people now want to see the full... All the movies that Zack Snyder had planned, which is apparently like 5 films or something.
I don't want to see it.
So they want to see the next Justice League, and I don't even know what the other film is, supposedly, in that Snyderverse. But I think in the first day, they had something like 60,000 likes and shares or some shit, and it just went crazy. Zack Snyder himself has come out and said that he's not planning on really doing any of the other stuff because... I mean, this was only released because of fan pressure, and there was a lot of fan pressure over an extended period of time.
Yeah.
And remember, the Justice League film that's coming out now is a movie that is older than like Aquaman, the Wonder Woman films, all of those things. So the whole DCEU has moved on already.
I'm so glad.
And irrespective of whether the Snyder Cut version of Justice League is successful or not, it's going to be a self-contained thing. I think that's the only logical thing for them to do.
Yeah.
As we know, Batman's not going to be played by Ben Affleck anymore. There's a Robert Pattinson version coming out as well. They have the Flash movie coming out with Michael Keaton already confirmed.
Is it coming out?
Yeah, they're doing... Michael Keaton's confirmed for...
Is he, though? Is the Flash movie happening?
Yes.
Is it? God, that was supposed to come out when? Last year?
Yeah, but they've since done some exciting stuff. Because they are going to do the whole... Whatchamacallit.
Also, what happened with him choking that woman?
Who?
Ezra Miller.
Did Ezra Miller choke a woman?
My bro.
I didn't know this.
He choked this woman.
Why?
I don't know, some argument.
He choked somebody. Ezra Miller choke slam. Oh, I love the searches that are coming up here.
Yeah.
Wow, when did this happen?
This happened last year.
Oh, he's such a douche turd.
We're going to watch it now live.
Yeah, we are watching it live. So, at this point, just go onto your YouTube, guys.
See, I don't know the context of it, and it kind of got swept under the rug.
It really did, because I haven't heard of this before.
So, I don't want to say it was... Like, I wasn't there. I don't have all the context, but from what I can see, he fucking choked a woman.
Yeah.
And threw her to the ground.
And look, one of the other searches that's popping up here is how does Warner Brothers deal with him for Fantastic Beasts? They've set their own bar now with throwing Johnny Depp off of that movie. So I don't see how Ezra Miller returns with that. And Warner Brothers is responsible for all of the...
Jody, I don't think
the DCEU movies.
I don't think I watched the second...
I'm not
Fantastic Beaks and where to find them.
Yeah.
Where do you find them? They're in the suitcase.
Have they tried the fridge?
They're in the suitcase. Anyway.
This is news to me, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Stick with me. I'll tell you all the controversies of everybody. Do you know Liam Neeson pisses his pants constantly?
Yeah, but that comes with age, right?
No, he gets drunk and then he pisses his pants. And then I will show you... And he poses with people.
Shame, man. What if the dude's prostate is like giving him issues?
Why does Liam Neeson pee his pants so much? There's pictures of him. He's standing in the back. He's having conversations.
He's clearly gesiping at least like three of these, though.
Do people just ignore it? He's like posing with a fan and his fucking crotch is wet.
Yeah, but I mean, if she was standing.
Look at this one. It's running down his leg.
As pee does.
It does do that because it's a liquid.
Wow, this is a magical thread. You need to send this to me.
It's nothing important, but
maybe it's an Irish thing. Like, maybe you just start peeing yourself after a while.
Potatoes is an Irish thing. Pissing yourself is not. Anyway, like Liam Neeson's puss, the Snyder verse would be horrible.
Yeah, it would.
And I'm not here for it. I'm glad that they have come out and said that this is not leading to anything.
Yeah,
the Snyder cut is not leading to a greater unit. And these fans irritate me so much because it doesn't matter if the movies are bad. Yeah. They're going to stick by him and they're going to fight for it no matter what.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do to convince them that the movies are terrible.
Agreed. And but I mean, that's pretty much what things are like nowadays.
And it's true. You take a stance and you stick to it no matter what the evidence
is. I'm not changing my mind. That movie cannot be. It can have like the worst Superman ever. It can have the worst Batman ever. And they wouldn't care. They would just
5G? Fuck that. Do you know this guy made like $500,000 by selling anti-5G lotion?
Cool.
I don't know, some dude.
Oh, that's genius though, right?
Yes, anti-5G lotion.
So it's like sunblock for 5G. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, that's genius.
He got caught though eventually, but like...
None of those people have COVID.
Not at all. That none is protection.
He can guarantee, need to swallow some too. He can guarantee that none of those people got COVID through 5G because of his lotion.
Look.
Oh, bringing you the best conspiracy theory.
Right, it's crazy. And... My there's a 5G tower close to my parents now, and they were also like,
"We need that cream."
Yeah, that's one. You know, they weren't looking for the cream, thankfully, because my mother would buy it. They were just worried about the 5G, you know, giving them all sorts of shit. I was like, guys. Anyway, I'm not gonna get into it. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. That's a longer discussion than we have time for.
Sec. It's time for a movie cat talk.
This week we're doing something a tiny bit different. What we're going to do is have a peek into the future with a hopeful gaze. And we're going to discuss the movies that we are most excited about that are supposed to be released in 2021.
Yes.
We don't know if it's going to happen.
We don't know. But we don't know for sure.
It's the ones that are on paper. They are supposed to be released in 2021.
Yes, we are. We'll also look at just some things that we are excited about for 2021. And then possibly one or two stuff that we're hoping for the show as well. So, stick around.
Well, I fucking hope they stick around. Gee whiz.
I don't know. Maybe they run away because we're like not doing a movie review. What if that's the only reason they hear?
Our listeners don't run.
That's true. We've established that there's a following.
Yes, of course. So, do you want to go first?
I will go first.
Nice.
Sure. And this is in no particular order whatsoever that I'm talking about films. One thing that I will say is that as we've seen over the last few years, Hollywood trends towards remakes and sequels. So I'm actually quite sad that there's not a lot of original content coming out this year in the stuff that I found.
I see.
So I found a lot of, there's a lot of sequels in my
I actually didn't, I have a list of just sequels and I was just going to run through them.
Yeah. So I'm also just going to run through mine.
Now let's do the sequels first.
Let's do the sequels first. Okay. I'm not going to have much afterwards.
No, I have a good view.
I'm going to do sequels / remakes because so many of the remakes are actually sequels as well.
Wow. It's like a fucking flame within a flame.
Yeah.
Conceptual.
Yeah. To the price of one.
Let's do it.
So you'll also love these harder ones that I've chosen.
Oh, yes. My favorite.
I've got Conjuring 3 is coming out.
No, say the full name.
I don't know the full name.
It's called The Devil Is Inside Me.
Yes, the one was about the court case.
The Devil Made Me Do It.
Yes, Devil Made Me Do It.
Yeah.
So there's a court case, and it's the first actual court case where they use the defense of I was possessed.
Yeah. You know they're charlatans, right? There's no such thing as ghosts.
Vera Farmiga would not lie to me.
That is true. You got me there.
She wouldn't lie to me.
You would win this case in court.
the Candyman remake is coming out. Okay. That's going to be produced by Jordan Peele.
Less excited
about
that.
Quiet Place 2, which we've already seen trailers for.
Boy.
Halloween Kills, which is probably the one that I'm most excited about because I love the Halloween that that came out in 2019.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, man. Okay, let me take a break there. You dive into some of yours.
Okay. Quickly. Mission Impossible 7.
Obsies.
It's Obsies. Mission fucking impossible.
With Hayley Atwell coming in.
Yes, Hayley Atwell. But I'm glad Rebecca Ferguson is back.
Love Becky.
Back once again in the Renegade
Love
Master.
Becky.
And you got Ving Rhames. He's
Simon
Pegg's
back again.
Oh, please don't kill Ving Rhames. Please.
Yeah.
I mean, in real life and in the Mission Impossible universe. The Matrix 4.
Yes. Mm. Which I really hope is still coming out this
No, I also hope that. Yeah. I mean, who's to say? But for 9?
Yeah. The Fast and Furious? I don't know how excited I'm about for 9.
Yeah, but you not, you haven't embraced.
I have. The
I don't think you have.
I have.
Otherwise, you would be more excited
just
about it.
Just peaked at 6 for me.
It is the definition of a popcorn.
And it's got John Cena in it playing the.
And I don't know how we're going to see him on film.
I know. You know, they've been like having the Fast Festival on TV lately, and
we're still gonna review all the Fast and Furious
no
movies.
At no point, yeah, we will.
Yeah.
At no point is Jacob ever mentioned.
Who the fuck is Jacob?
I think that's John Cena's name in this movie.
Oh yes, he's the brother. K. He's the brother.
It could be Jacob.
So it's Kako. Jacob with a K is Kako.
He's Kako. He is the brother who at no point in any of the other movies is mentioned.
I think they have like a board, like a dartboard with concepts written on it. And then they just like, okay.
Yeah, we're throwing darts a brother. At an imaginary board.
As, well, they could tell from the sound effects. Generally.
True.
I'm like that guy on fucking Police Academy.
Who would I be in Police Academy?
I'm not sure. I really don't want to go down this path.
I want to be the former football player who just becomes
Hightower.
Hightower.
Yeah.
And he can't fit in the car.
He just removes the seat.
Take out the whole seat.
Anyway, where's the remake of that? Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Yes.
That is technically a sequel.
Yeah, that's going to disregard the female lead Ghostbusters, isn't it? This
is as they should.
No, man.
I have nothing against. So no, bad. They didn't. They didn't do it well enough for me. They had a good cast. Mm-hmm. It was cool that they were doing the female thing. I just think
they
execution.
Got most of the old people back also.
The execution was terrible. That Bill Murray cameo was ridiculous.
Yeah, look, I think it was. People were very harsh on it. I think they were unnecessarily harsh on it because it was female-led. I don't think it was that bad.
People expected better.
Mm. Okay.
I expected better.
I enjoyed it.
I think that's fine. Mm. It's fine that you enjoyed it.
Back to your list.
Top Gun Maverick.
Yes.
What excites me about this one is the fucking trailer.
Yeah, the trailer. Because
that bra is really flying.
Yes.
Jet.
As he was pissed because there was a jet that they wouldn't let him fly, apparently, for this movie.
Of course he would be
pissed. I'm Tom Cruise. Let me fly it.
Yeah, let me fly the Air Force One. Let me fly Air Force One. It looks like a GoPro ad for sure. Like, extreme. And
yeah.
I love it. I'm here for it. And I hope it's good.
I hope so too.
Then you got Godzilla versus King Kong.
Oh, I'm so excited for this one.
Right?
Dude, if I can't see it at the cinema, I don't.
I know. I just want to see the scale of King Kong because
they've scaled him up significantly.
Well, they scaled Godzilla up significantly.
Yeah, I mean, Godzilla's like, what, 350 feet at this point?
Yeah, I don't know feet. I'm not into feet.
Yeah, so that's like, 350 side
feet. I'm more of a tits and ass man.
Really? Apparently, a lot of Cape Townian guys are into feet. I found out recently.
Really?
Yeah, someone just whipped it out.
Their feet, they whipped out.
No, the fact that this is a thing.
Wow.
I was just like, I saw nice toenails. I was like, oh, that's a nice color. And she's like, oh, you're just like all the other Cape Townian men.
What the fuck? Yeah. Are you serious?
It's a thing in Cape Town.
Wow.
I was like, damn it, I'm a cliche.
It's all the pluckies.
It is, man.
We love pluckies. I hate pluckies.
Pluckies and crippled toes.
I'm a Birkenstock man.
You like Birkenstock?
Yeah, I like Birkenstock. I do not like Havaianas.
Is Birkenstock from Germany?
I fucking hope so. Otherwise, I've been saying it wrong. I hate Havaianas. Anyway. Okay. That's a weird fact. Then we have...
On the Godzilla versus King Kong thing, did you see the 2-second teaser that they released?
Mm-mm.
So they had a, much like the Disney had the big investors event thing,
yeah.
They also did a thing for Godzilla vs. Kong, and they showed this very short teaser thing where Kong is in chains, and then it looks like they're coming at each other because Godzilla's underwater, and they're showing Kong, and he's got his little wispy beard. So they've aged him up to explain that he's now grown up since the 50s that the previous movie was set in.
Yeah.
And he's significantly bigger. So there'll be they won't be as big a differential as they would have been if they had.
Who do you want to win?
Kong. I'm Team Kong, man.
I'm also Team. No.
Team Kong.
I know. It's the mammal thing, isn't it?
He's got nipples.
Yeah.
Godzilla doesn't have nipples. I can't support you if you don't have a nipple.
It's the nipples. The nipples and the wispy beard.
Yeah.
Moving on. Coming to America.
The number two. How clever is that?
I know, but like how, when last did you get there? You know what I mean?
It's been a while, eh?
Fucking this, classic, though.
This one has got, like, most of the main cast is returning. We obviously have Eddie. We have Arsenio.
I'm glad Arsenio is still
What's Arsenio
still
been
eating.
Doing? Just like...
I don't know. The last thing I remember was his talk show.
Yeah. Which tried to make a comeback, right? And then.
Did it?
It tried.
Whoops.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear about that bad boy.
It tried to make a comeback a few years ago. It's also got some current stars in this one. Like, Leslie Jones.
Which
Tracy
is smart.
Morgan.
Yeah.
Really cool to get like some younger people in. But then also has one of our old favorites coming into this movie. Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes, yeah.
Who apparently auditioned for the original but just didn't make the cut.
I don't know how he didn't make the cut. Gee whiz.
Can I just say that I'm really happy that James Earl Jones is still alive?
Yes.
He's one of those actors who I feel, I always think, hasn't he passed away yet? Because he seems to have been around so long. So he's still there.
Hmm.
That's
which
cool.
is good. You can't have... He's the king of Kabuki Land. What is the name of that?
They are from Zamanda.
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 Yeah.
Zamunda.
Zamunda. That's it. Yeah. He's the only king of Zamunda.
So this one's directed by Craig Brewer, who was also the director of Dolomite Is My Name. So
you know they can do good shit together.
Yeah. Quite excited about that pairing. I got particularly nervous when I saw that Eddie and Arsenio are playing multiple characters in this.
Well, they did in the first one.
Yeah, but that time it was still... Eddie had not gotten to his, like, nutty professor and...
Listen, you can't compare them... You can't always compare them to Leon Schuster, okay? Not everyone is going to be as great
that.
As Leon Schuster. Nah, I joke that, yeah. That's very problematic if you rewatch it.
Yeah, if you rewatch it now, it doesn't really hold up that well.
But they've done it before. I kind of have faith that they're going to, you know, the barbershop especially.
Okay, it looks.
And Sexual Chocolate is back.
Okay, Sexual Chocolate's there. We know Eddie can sing. I'm going to watch it because, like you said, the original's a classic. It's got all of the people that we love from the first movie are coming back. It's got Wesley, who apparently has a really dope role in this film.
Yeah.
We
should do we should watch one before we watch this one.
Then we could do a Coming to America Eddieverse review.
Eddieverse.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, we're going to. Add verse to anything.
We're going to. Bibleverse. No, that's already. James Bond, there's so much time to die.
No, I'm not excited.
No, it's been so long that I was not excited. And now it's like,
now
I just wanted to come out. Yeah.
I just wanted to end.
I know. I really want to see it. The motorbike going up the stairs, that jump really got me.
That last trailer that came out, it was well shot. It looked really slick and everything. I'm just tired of...
I know.
Potato
I know.
Bond.
Potato Bond is...
Potato Bond is just...
I want a Bond that doesn't look like a potato anymore.
Yeah, man.
So, that's my sequel list.
That's a shitload of sequels.
You want to do the ones that we run through?
Yeah, go for it.
Because then I want to talk about comic book... I'm just going to blanket state comic book movies.
Yes. Because
I'm going to be excited about it regardless. Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
Should have come out already. Mm-hmm. It's going to come out this year, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Eternals.
Mm.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Mm-hmm.
With hopefully a proper Mandarin.
And hopefully some proper Kung Fu.
Yeah, but that Shang-Chi guy got into shit, eh?
Why? What happened?
Didn't you hear about these controversies?
Oh, no. What is up with the fucking Chinese actors in the controversy?
So he was hating on Mark Wahlberg on social media because one of the offenses Mark Wahlberg was prosecuted for when he was...
Almost killed a Chinese man.
Yes. Mm. And then this guy came out, the lead of Shang-Chi, and he was like, why? Mark Wahlberg's trying to get those things expunged from his record.
Yeah.
But he's like, why is Mark Wahlberg being allowed these... almost like these concessions.
Because he's rich and famous.
He's rich and famous and white. And then he got cast in a movie with Mark Wahlberg. And then he deleted all of his old tweets. And he's like, I'm open to engagement, yo.
Well, that's so, the moment so that paycheck comes, you're open to
engagement. The Asian American community is super pissed at him now. Because they're why were you like fighting the good fight until you get cast in a movie with him?
And integrity,
So, yeah, he's got
some shit. But a lot of people don't know that about Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, they don't know what he was actually...
It was racially motivated.
Yeah. There were a lot of slurs involved.
Beat the shit out of this guy. Yeah. So, I don't know. Should we cancel Mark Wahlberg?
That's what people are saying. So, and Mark Wahlberg's like, he's just flying under the radar with all of this. So, all of the hatred is now directed at this guy because of his change in
style. That is a smart move, to be fair. Mm-hmm.
Just drift away.
God damn it. Okay, well, thanks for that, Jody.
Sorry, man.
Spider-Man 3. We're both excited for that. And then in the DC...
Excited and worried.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Bloat.
In the DCEU is Suicide Squad.
Yes. Which we've said it's going to have an R rating. James Gunn is involved. Got some crazy, crazy characters.
Yeah, there. Crazy characters and a crazy director who can fucking bring it all together.
Yeah. I just hope it's fun. That's all I want.
Yeah, man. Okay, let's go. Let's go into your one of your picks.
Oh, dude, you covered basically all of my randos.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
That was literally all the stuff that I have of randos. I'm gonna talk about a film that I am quite excited about.
Mm.
It's not actually a movie. It's a documentary, but I assume it'll be shot very movie style. Get Back, Peter Jackson's Beatles documentary.
Okay, yeah,
which is gonna be filmed using a ton of never before seen footage. It will also then show their concert on the rooftop in, where was that, London? Not London, but in the UK somewhere.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that film. I became a Beatles fan later in life, but I love their music, and seeing something that shows behind the scenes of the Beatles is going to be fascinating for me.
Yeah, he did that war documentary where they restored all that footage.
Ah.
It is called They Shall Not Grow Old.
Oh, that sounds cool.
I do recommend this.
Check it out.
They took, if you see, it was created using original footage from the First World War, from the Imperial War Museum's archives, and they digitally restored this footage. It is amazing. Wow. And I think, knowing Peter Jackson, he's probably going to do that with this.
Yeah, I think it's a similar type of thing. Right? Yeah. So yeah, I'm super excited for this film.
Lekker. I'll watch it as well.
Mm.
Okay, one of my picks, Last Night in Soho. So this is Edgar Wright's new film. It's starring Anya Taylor-Joy, Diane Rigg, and Matt Smith. Matt Smith is from Doctor Who.
He used to be Doctor Who.
I'm not into Doctor Who, but I know that.
Yeah. Anya Taylor-Joy is so hot right now.
Right?
So hot
right now. Those eyes. Mm-hmm. This is a thriller about a young girl who's into fashion design, and she somehow travels back to like 1960s London.
Mm.
She meets her idol, who I think it's Diane Rigg,
mm-hmm.
and then shit goes wrong, like in a murderous type of way.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not your usual like Edgar Wright fare.
But that's the thing with Edgar Wright, though.
Exactly.
He doesn't even have a usual fare.
He does, though. The Cornetto trilogy, and then Scott Pilgrim, and then... What was his latest one?
What was,
Baby Driver?
But what made them Edgar Wright-y?
So is there that, weirdness? That fast cut, the comedic timing always on point, those awkward moments. Mm-hmm. It just works. And I think this one is going to be interesting, because he himself said it's going to be different.
But this is my point about him, though. Why I've got so much faith in him doing something like that. If you look at all those movies, even the Cornetto trilogy, you went from zombie apocalypse, end of the world, police. Just a
buddy
police.
Cop movie.
Yeah, buddy cop movie. There's no real connection in terms of...
But there is in the spirit.
Just in terms of like the genres that he's shooting in.
Yeah.
Scott Pilgrim vs. the World comic book movie.
Yeah. Baby Driver kind of counts as a video game movie yeah. as well.
And then you have Baby Driver, which was just a totally unique concept.
Yeah, heist film.
And the perfect melding of music and film. Mm. So when you tell me that he's doing something with time travel and a thriller type thing, I'm down for it, dude.
Yeah,
I have no doubt that I'm going to enjoy it.
Oh, where's that?
This was a film that I think we mentioned in one of our previous episodes. It was a film made during COVID-19, which was secretly filmed and none of us knew about it.
Yeah.
Zendaya and John David Washington. Mm. Is it David John?
It's John David.
John David, JD.
Mm. Yeah.
Malcolm and Marie. Very interested to see this movie. I want to see what type of film was made secretly during COVID. But also the two of them in the lead roles, mm. I think should be pretty cool.
Yeah, Zendaya. She's also so hot right now.
Yeah, she's so hot right now.
I do recommend Euphoria.
Yeah. The series is
quite very, very good. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet, but the reviews are quite crazy.
A lot of drugs.
Stop adding shit to my list, yo.
But you did well with The Mandalorian.
I've only seen the first season of
Mandalorian. He's going to go into the second season. I am so proud. Yeah. I'm just curious about this one.
Yeah. Excited for that one.
Dope. I'm not going to say the title of this one. I'm just going to go. I know I said about I couldn't help myself. It's fucking Mortal Kombat.
Uh-huh.
I know you love the 90s one.
Such
but
a big fan.
I am hoping they get this one right. I want to see blood. Mm-hmm. I want to see guts. I want to see fucking fatalities.
Did you see the series that they did online?
Yes.
That was a lot more violent and a lot more true to the characters.
Not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Very low budget.
Needed a bigger budget, but the heart and soul was there.
Agree. So I'm hoping that they just embrace your R rating. We're supposed to get a trailer for that soon. The producer's been hyping it for a while.
James Wan is the producer. One of the producers.
Yeah, but it wasn't James that did it. It was a different guy.
James. Stop calling them by
first name basis. F&B.
Oh my God. Mortal Kombat, I want to see that shit.
Mm. So, a film that I got quite excited about. I didn't know about this movie at all until I just checked what's coming out. It's called The Last Duel, directed by Ridley Scott.
Yeah.
And it's based on a book called The Last Duel, a true story of the trial by combat in medieval France.
Yeah.
The screenplay for this was done by Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. And it's basically about a duel that takes place between two guys where one accuses the other of raping his wife.
Yeah. It's Good War Hunting in France.
Yeah. Cast sounds awesome. It's got Matt Damon, Adam Driver, Jodie Comer, who's in Killing Eve, and Ben Affleck as well. So something original that is coming out. And like I said before, I'm really desperate for original content. So
yeah, man.
So any original things that are coming out.
There are some exciting ones. And that's a good one. The two of them teaming up again.
Mm.
I want to see it. I hope it's good. Because they're not doing French accents, are they? I don't know if Ben Affleck can do a French accent.
A Boston French accent.
What are you talking about, a duel?
How do you like them apples? So I think they'll probably just revert to like some British, like European thing.
Yeah, probably.
That like just transcends all
British
of Europe.
French that they always do.
Yeah, just like transcends all
France,
of Europe.
But we talk like Brits.
How do you say? Just like come out and do that.
Speaking of French, Wes Anderson has a new movie coming out. It's called The French Dispatch. Mm. I'm going to hit you with the fucking cast.
Yeah, it's an insane cast for this movie.
Timothy Chalamet, right? Paul Murray, Tilda Swinton, Benicio Del Toro, Francis McDormand, Lea Seydoux, Adrian Brody, Owen Wilson, Saoirse Ronan. Jeffrey Wright, Elizabeth Moss, Jason Schwartzman. Mm. Jesus. Not Jesus.
No,
he's not in the
book. He's not in this one.
Christoph Waltz, Henry Winkler, Edward Norton, Kate Winslet, Liev Schreiber, Angelica Houston, Natalie Portman. Those are the most famous people.
Yeah, that's just the most famous. Yeah. There are a few others. That is That boggles my mind.
Yeah, it's crazy. So the staff of a European publication decided to publish a memorial edition highlighting the three best stories from the last decade. An artist sentenced to life imprisonment, mm-hmm. student riots, and a kidnapping resolved by a chef.
Wow.
So I think it's going to be that classic Wes Anderson, you know, hijinks and these and the symmetry and the color palette.
Yeah, I was going to say beautiful colors.
Yeah. And it looks like it's
crazy costumes.
I'm just assuming, yeah, it's going to be told in possibly like three parts under the guise of this.
Yeah, probably know, like someone telling, yes.
Yeah.
So that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, Wes Anderson and Bill Murray are that combination alone is like some of my favorite stuff.
He's got, he probably called him on the 1-800 number. Because if you didn't know, Bill Murray doesn't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
He's got a landline phone with a 1-800 number. And if you want to get a hold of him, you just call and leave a message.
Mm.
And if he's interested in it, then he'll get back to you.
That is like the most Bill Murray thing ever.
It really is.
I hope he never dies.
Why the fuck you put that juju out there?
I'm just saying, I hope he never dies. Bill Murray he's such a treasure.
Yeah, sir. Do you have another one?
I've got Nomadland. So, led by Frances McDormand, Chloe Zhao, who's directing Eternals, is involved with this. Also, Ludovico Einaudi is doing the score. It just looks like an incredibly interesting story. Frances McDormand in anything unique and different is going to shine.
Mm.
This is a film that I am crazy excited for.
I think it's going to be fun. No, fun is not the word, but
it's going to be good.
It really looks good based on the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have The Kingsman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So The Kingsman is sort of the origin story of The Kingsman. Ralph Fiennes, Gemma Arterton. This is another fucking name. Reese Ifans. How do you say that guy's name?
Reese.
Is it Reese?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so.
I think
it's a trick.
Ah, that H throws you out.
Yeah, the H and the Y. So it's Reese Ifans and Jimon Honsu. Mm.
Digimon.
No, dude. No. No. We're going to get into cack. Directed by Matthew Vaughn. This looks like it kind of brings it back on track. Because this sequel to Kingsman kind of was a bit too much.
Yeah.
I think they wanted to go too crazy with it.
Yeah, and they were trying to like follow too many stories with that thing.
Yeah, it was a bit not good.
Mm.
So I'm hoping this one brings it right on track. Mm. And he has said that he's planning like 7 movies in this universe.
Nice.
Well, I don't know about nice.
I mean, he's got source material.
He does.
So there is source material, and we know that he is a big fan, and when he's a big fan of something.
Yeah. I love Matthew Vaughn.
Yeah.
So there's that one. Then we have Bob and Star Go to Vista Del Mar.
Wow.
Yeah. This is a comedy starring Kristen Wiig, Annie Mumolo, Jamie Dornan from 50 Shades fame.
Yeah,
I've not seen those movies.
No.
Do not ask us to review that fucking show.
We will not.
Never. And then Damon Wayans Jr.
Nice.
Two best friends, Bob and Star, go to Vista Del Mar.
What is Vista Del Mar?
That sounds in Florida.
Okay.
So sunny beach town. They soon find themselves tangled up in adventure, love, and a villain's evil plot to kill everyone in town. How fucking weird is that?
Sounds amazing.
I need like good comedy in my life. A comedy has kind of been on the decline.
It has. And part of that, I think, is that streaming is such an easy...
Yeah.
Like you can just make really shitty comedies and release them on streaming and people are happy with
it. Yeah. I mean, and you can also revisit old comedies. And so it's like people are just watching all this stuff.
Yeah, the bar's really low right now. Good comedy.
So I'm hoping that one's good. I want Kristen Wiig to be...
I love Kristen Wiig.
I do love Kristen Wiig. Then we have Bios.
Ooh.
Yeah. This is with Tom Hanks.
Oh.
Yeah. So Tom Hanks, Caleb Jones, Landry, and Skeet Ulrich. A dying man builds a robot for his beloved dog during the post-apocalypse.
That's fascinating.
Right?
That is so fascinating. What does the robot do for the dog?
Protects it.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, like IG-11.
Okay. Wait, who's IG 11?
Are we not Mandalorian fans anymore?
I can't remember Stiker's every character. Fucking droid. Oh my god, bruh, really?
Stiker's nurse.
He's not even in the entire season.
I know, but he came in his.
You side. Just seen it. I seen it fucking last.
What you're hearing
year.
Right now is the sound of jealousy of someone it's who not has jealousy. Hyped a series
I'm not
and
jealous
has forgotten,
of someone who has just has watched
forgotten
something
his roots.
That can reference something that they've just
his
seen.
Roots.
God. Anyway,
he's forgotten his roots.
I don't know who plays who because the cat. There's no one with the name Robot in the cast list.
Don't give it away like that.
But I'm intrigued as fuck.
Yeah, that does sound fascinating,
right? So dope. And then okay, next one, The Green Knight.
I haven't heard of.
Directed by David Lowry. It's A24. So it's starring Dev Patel, Alicia Vikander, and Joel Edgerton.
That's a cool cast.
Yeah. So this is based on a book. It's the headstrong nephew of King Arthur, Sir Gawain.
Gawain.
So Gawain, I think it's pronounced, embarks on a daring quest to confront the Green Knight.
Ah.
Yeah. I've seen the trailer for it.
Is Dev Patel playing Gawain and Joel Edgerton the Green Knight?
I hope so.
I'm guessing.
I haven't seen the Green Knight, but I know that he's...
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, bruh.
Doesn't sound like A24 fare, though.
Yeah, apparently it's an epic, they described in the description.
Mm.
And A24 doesn't really do epics.
No.
So I'm interested for sure.
Yeah, we're just hoping that all the movies you are mentioning are real stuff, right?
No, they are real stuff.
You know, you get like those fan-driven websites where it's like...
No. Okay, I've saved the best for last.
Okay.
This... is my most anticipated movie of 2021.
Nice.
It is called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. Okay.
I've heard of this film, but
have
I haven't
you?
Seen it. Yeah. So I know it's real.
It's directed by Tom Gormican. Mm. Don't know that guy. Starring Pedro Pascal, Tiffany Haddish, and Nicolas Cage.
Wow.
The reason why this is my most anticipated movie is because an obsessive fan forces actor Nicolas Cage to recreate his most famous characters and scenes during a birthday party.
Wow.
Wow.
That sounds incredible. Oh my god. So Nicolas Cage is playing himself.
Yes.
Oh.
That is what it is.
The holy trifecta.
It was bound to happen though.
True.
Don't you feel like this is a long time coming?
True. Do you know what it sounds like? There's hints of, have you heard of Misery?
Yes.
Like the Kathy
Stephen
Bates,
King.
Yeah, and James Caan film. So it sounds similar because there they have like Kathy Bates takes the author hostage and forces him to write a book.
Yeah.
So here they're doing the, like the crazy fan is forcing Nicolas Cage
to act like all his characters.
That is so insane.
It's going to be nuts, I think.
So Pedro Pascal is going to be the crazy guy.
I hope so.
Oh my word.
We have to talk about Wonder Woman.
Imagine Pedro Pascal doing all of the, like, all the other roles. Like he does
Connery
in The Rock.
Like run lines with him.
Yeah. He does, what's his face? Michael T. Williams doing the diabetic in Con Air.
John Travolta in Face Off. He's got so many roles. So the possibilities are endless.
Wow.
And I honestly, I just want to see something.
Yeah. When's that coming out?
TBD. I think there is a month.
I hate when they TBD.
No, there is a month attached to it. I just got super excited when I read about the premise.
I'm adding that to that's number one on my list.
Right?
one on our list and number one in your hearts.
It's what we all want. It's Cage caging out as Cage characters from the past.
It's the perfect Cage.
It's the perfect Cage. Damn.
It's just the right amount of Cage.
I feel like the internet wrote this movie.
Yeah. And Nicolas Cage is just like embracing his royal Cage.
No, come on.
At this
That's going to get him paid. The more Cage, the more paid.
Oh, okay. So, I've got a few things I'm excited about. It's going to go very quick. First of all, just Marvel and how they adapt. Because as we know, Marvel have got this like 40-year plan at this point probably.
Yeah.
Like if you look at from the start of Iron Man going onwards, where they have laid out all their plans for movies coming out and how they connect and leading up to team-up movies, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So with last year hitting and all the delays that have come into effect now, I'm really looking forward to how Marvel adapts, because I think the last time they had a really big adaptation to a schedule was when they incorporated Spider-Man into Civil War, and then also got the Spider-Man movie out soon after.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that adaptation. I am also very, very, very much looking forward to the end of the Snyderverse cuck. I just want this thing to come out now. It's what we're looking at, March, for the Snyder Cut release.
I guess, man. 4 hours. That's all we have to get through is four hours.
I just want it to come out. I want all of his fans to go crazy and tell us it was the best movie ever.
Yeah, they can jack each other off.
And then it's done.
Yeah.
And then I don't have to see that hashtag again. Yeah. And I don't have to hear about...
Then I can focus on Robert Pattinson.
And Zack Snyder can go do his other cuck and stop releasing hidden shit on Vero or wherever he does his cuck. Ew. And go make movies, and then we can act on his films again.
Yeah, I agree.
So I just want that to be done. True. At this point. I am also looking forward to seeing like more adaptation from our cinemas. So we've seen Sterkinico embrace the drive-ins. Is New Metro going to do something similar? Are they going to look at new ways to market their films? I hope that people get creative, because I want to still have that cinematic experience.
Yeah.
But having something like the drive-in now was really cool.
Yeah,
it was really cool.
I don't know when we're going to be in cinemas again.
Yeah, I really...
Especially with the second wave being hard right now.
That's why something like a drive-in.
Yeah, it's perfect. You know,
it makes sense and... It's a fun experience.
Yeah.
And I hope that more things like that come about. I also really hope that streaming, because there's such a demand now for streaming and good streaming movies, I hope that they just really keep upping the ante in terms of quality.
Mm.
So we've seen some really good stuff come out. Palm Springs released on Hulu, right?
Yeah.
But there's also some really bad shit that keeps coming out on streaming as well, man. Like,
yeah, but...
I feel like the ratio of good to bad is still very uneven at this point.
You know who's to blame for this? Mm. It's the audience.
Yes, because there's a demand.
There's an algorithm that figures out...
These are the movies that people
are
going
to watch this. Yeah.
Did you see that episode of Rick and Morty where Morty wants to pitch a Netflix movie and he just makes up this cuck and they're like, Morty, we love it. We love it. And I think that's pretty much how the meetings go in real life. So I'm hoping that, I think we saw it now with, like Roma, for example, is a brilliant Netflix movie.
Yeah.
We've seen things like Uncut Gems come out. We saw them try it as well with something.
Sound
like,
of Metal was Amazon, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm hoping there's more of that. Like, strive for great and make it cut, but don't just get mediocre.
Yeah.
Don't just choose mediocre because it's easy.
Yeah. I think it will get better. Because they have no choice now.
They really do. If you're going to get like a billion hours of Adam Sandler, you are going to just carry on.
Yeah, but
on. They
also want awards. They also want to be taken seriously.
True, true.
And the way you do that is to make really good films.
Yeah.
Shame. And it pisses me off that Adam Sandler still didn't win for...
Uncut Gems.
Yep. But... I actually recently learned something about the MCU. So it only got started because they were trying to sell toys. So as you know, Marvel was bankrupt.
Yeah.
Well, most people know that. Well, I don't know. But anyway, Marvel was bankrupt and they're like, shit, how else can we make money?
Mm.
We need to sell toys.
Merchandising.
So maybe we should make a movie to sell toys.
Yeah.
And then they didn't own the rights to their most famous characters.
Mm.
So they looked at what they had. And they had like these focus groups and they showed them all the characters. And the kids were obviously like, Iron Man, it's cool. We got the fucking lasers and shit. And then they're like, okay. So they took a chance, a lower budget film, a washed up actor, and a director who wasn't really known for shit like
this. Yeah, he didn't have all the prestige behind his name at that point.
And they made Iron Man.
Mm.
In fact, they didn't sell as much toys, but
the movie
was like $600 million.
On a minuscule budget.
So they were like, okay. And that kicked off the fucking whole MCU.
That's crazy.
Bananas, right?
Yeah. See? Shit. The road to richdom is paved with shitty intentions.
Shitty intentions. Wow.
We just want to manipulate kids into buying our toys.
Isn't that how toy sales work?
Pretty much. I have one more thing that I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
You know the show's called Bioscope Rasa?
Okay.
I really want to go to the Bioscope.
Yeah.
I just want to go to the Bioscope.
Yeah, yeah.
Have my popcorn, my movie, my whispers.
Whispers.
I just want to be the bicycle.
Can you get too little whispers?
Man. Yeah, but that's, you need the sweet. I've told like you before. The sweet,
I know, but there's estros. You get more estros.
No, they're tiny. And that color gets stuck on your teeth.
What? How are you eating estros? You chew with your molars, bro. You don't chew with your fucking
front teeth. I squirrel it up.
Manita. Yeah, I do miss it. But okay, I'm coping. I'm coping. I've got a old set of speakers hooked up to my TV.
Nice.
It is manual, so I have to get up every time to adjust the volume and shit, but it works.
You don't have an upstand beard for that.
No. No.
That's like the best name ever.
Yeah, upstand beard.
Yeah.
Afrikaans is so weird. Gewoon boinkie botter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you there. I miss that, and I'm kind of looking forward to the same things you are. And I'm looking forward to Trumping out of office.
Nice.
Same with the Snyder.
I don't think he's going to leave, eh?
No, he better not. Same with the Snyder Cut. I just want to stop hearing about him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, what a fucking episode filled with hope.
Uh-huh. Do you have any hopes and dreams for the show?
For the show?
Yeah, man.
Nah.
We aspire to nothing.
No, it's I just want to grow as a show, as people, and just carry on doing what we're doing. I enjoy it.
True that.
And I hope people enjoy it.
Yeah, man.
I've heard good things from people.
I've also heard some good things. We had a new fan yesterday.
One new fan.
We can count them as a choice.
We made it. We did it.
It's really cool. I would also hope for notoriety and fame beyond our wildest dreams.
Wow, I don't know if I'm here for that.
It's for the notoriety and fame.
Yeah, fame is such a fickle thing, isn't it? You know? As someone who used to perform in the church plays, it's a slippery slope, Jody.
It is. And you know, then the demand for your to share your time with people.
You become ruthless because if you don't get that part, Ooh, they need to make a documentary about that.
About your church.
The behind the scenes of the church plays. The backstabbing. The drama. Shout-outs. We got some shout-outs.
We have some shout-outs.
This is a very special shout-out.
A very special. It's a double shout-out.
It is a double shout-out.
So, as you guys know, we mentioned on a previous episode that we are working with POC Podcasts.
Yeah.
And POC Podcasts is owned by Sami Aref, a local SA comedian. So, we want to give a massive shout-out to Sami. It's been awesome working with you so far. And you guys should go and check him out on Instagram. He does some cool stuff there.
Yeah.
And go and follow their page, Your POC Podcast.
Yeah, Sami also POC has his own podcast, Lesser Known Somebodies.
Yes, it's an awesome show.
He talks to lesser known somebodies.
Yeah. It's the 8th best show in Africa on Apple or on Spotify.
Yep. We're looking for, to move up to 7. I think that's...
Yeah.
Is that...
We're going to get him up to 7 with this episode.
Let's get him up to 7. Come on, guys.
You can do it.
Yeah.
We have a very special shout out as well.
This is even more special.
It's for Auntie Layla.
Auntie Layla.
Layla.
You can't just... You can't.
Damn it, copyright.
That's not a song. Although it should be.
What's the
official quote? Yeah. The official quote is Layla. Dun, dun, dun.
We want to give a shout out to Auntie Layla.
Auntie Layla. She is Sami Aref's mother. And if it wasn't for her, then...
Sami wouldn't be here.
Sami wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And we would still be on our ace, I think.
Yeah, we'd be on our ace working in our parents' basements,
Apparently she's a good cook.
She's a good cook, and she is also a fan of the show and will become a massive fan of the show now.
Is she a fan of the show?
Yeah, I mean, otherwise why are we shouting her out, man? She's gonna hear this.
I fucking hope she is. Wait, she's a doctor?
Yes, she is a doctor, and she treats famous people.
Oh, she treats famous people, and
yes,
she likes crime and investigation.
Yes.
So this podcast is right up her alley.
Right up her alley. All the good stuff that she...
Because it's a crime how bad this podcast is. And we keep investigating to figure out why.
We just don't know why. We just don't know.
So shout out to Layla, the doctor who's all about crime.
Mm-hmm.
The crime Loving Doctor.
Yeah, you should go with that. Yeah, sell it right. To Netflix. They'll buy
that in a bio.
Netflix will buy that script.
Crime Loving Doctor.
We are down.
Layla Arif. Cool. That's the shout outs. Mm. Where can people find us, Jody?
They can hit us up at Instagram, first of all. They can find us on Instagram, Bioscope Russell Podcast. Look us up, go and comment on our posts. Let us know about movies you want us to review, top sixes you want us to do. Or you can email us, because long form communication is still a thing. You can email us at bioscopebrasser@gmail.com.
Yeah, still haven't gotten emails, even though we've got the right email address.
Yeah, we got that right now.
Really, I think, sad. People just don't want it. They don't want to email.
They don't want to email us, but they want to complain.
Yeah.
You know?
Hopefully Layla, Auntie Layla uses email.
She can send us an email.
She can send us
email. She will. Yeah. She sounds like the type of person who'd like to send a long form.
A good person.
A great person.
So, everyone stays safe during the second wave, especially.
Yeah, man.
Safe, Jody.
Safe, Ross.